would you evaluate when you played this year?
Thought it was okay. You know, it definitely wasn't where it needs to be, for sure. You know, we were 7-9, you know, and that's what it all boils down to. I thought I learned a lot. You know, I thought I grew as far as mentally and physically on the field. Definitely nowhere near where I want to be and where I think we can be as a team. But I thought we did some good things at times, too.
Will you take some time to kind of reflect? I know you kind of got thrown into the fire a week before the season as a starter, and it probably never really stopped until maybe now. I mean, will you take some time to kind of think about what happened in the last month?
With my time off that I take just for mentally and physically, I definitely need to reflect. You know, it's just a year ago at this time, my life was crazy different, you know, and how many things have changed and what all just transpired in terms of this season. Definitely need to take some time to reflect and kind of just sit back and look at all the crazy things that have happened in my life.
Some of your fellow rookies earlier today said that it felt like a long season, but it went fast, and some admitted that there was a point in the season where they felt like it really, you know, hit them, I guess, kind of the wall type of thing. Did you at any point feel that and have to overcome that?
Not really, honestly. I did feel like it was a long season, but like they said, I did feel it went very fast. It was kind of crazy that it's over now, you know. But I never really experienced that wall. As a matter of fact, later in the year that it got, I was finally getting in the swing of things, finally getting used to that routine. And so I never really felt that too much at all, so I'm thankful for that.
Jordan said that maybe they'll move the wide receiver quarterback get together from San Diego to a nice cabin in Fargo. Have you guys had that discussion?
He wants to go to Fargo, North Dakota real bad. I told him I could take you right now, but you might not ever want to come back. It's pretty cold. But he wants to go up there, so we'll see what we do in the off season. But it'll be fun. Whatever we do, we got to get together and do something.
Carson, you look around the league, most top quarterbacks have like a number one definitive receiver. You guys kind of lacked that this year. Do you want to build something there? Do you need that? I mean, is that something that a top quarterback generally needs at some point?
You know, that's hard to say. You know, I thought we did a good job of spreading the ball around. You know, I think that was kind of part of the game plan going into the season. We had a number of weapons, you know, that could get the job done. So we just looked for mismatches. You know, that was the biggest thing from Jordan Matthews when he was in the slot to Ertz on safeties and linebackers. Sproles always creates mismatches outside with Nelson and DGB and some of the younger guys stepping up. I thought we did a good job of spreading the ball around for sure.
But is it good, I'm sorry to follow up real quick, to have a guy that you don't need to create mismatches, he's always going to be a mismatch because he's so good?
I mean, that's always helpful, but at the end of the day, you know, we were very confident in the guys we had nonetheless.
Over these past few months, what sense have you gotten about the role that you play both in this organization and in this city?
I mean, I try and block out a lot of that stuff, honestly. Like, I understand the significance of the position, quarterback, in the NFL, and especially in this city. I get it. You know, I'm very aware. But I try not to let that pressure or any of those other things really affect how I handle things. But at the same time, I'm very aware of what's going on.
Is it as you expected, though, when you came in, or is it even more so than what you thought?
It's probably what I expected. You know, it's what I expected. But it's pretty cool. You know, I embrace that opportunity, and I'm very fortunate to be in this
position. Carson, what was the toughest thing you had to adjust to playing football in the NFL?
I'd probably just say the speed of the game. You know, I think for every rookie coming up, every single opponent, every single week can fly around, can make plays, can beat you, you know. And I think just the speed of the game. I thought I adjusted to it fairly quickly, but I think that was one of the biggest things. No matter where you come from, everything's just faster. Everything happens faster.
What was the feeling like for you this morning, having come from a past of winning, to be packing up and know that other teams are not?
Yeah, not a good one. You know, not a good one. You know, yeah, we won last night and that was cool, but it was weird last night and this morning coming in like, we're not going to be back here. That same team, that same locker room will never be the same, you know, and it's kind of a crappy feeling. But we're going to use that now. You know, I know I'm going to personally use that. I never want to have that feeling again. I don't want to be playing into January for the rest of my career, God willing, you know, and we're going to see what happens.
What you were you going to fight the urge to pick up the football and throw? What will you do to fight that urge?
Man, hard to say. Hard to say. I'll obviously probably go hunting and just hang out. Nothing real crazy. Yeah, I don't know.
You're not a beach guy. You wouldn't go to like a tropical island.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
What were Doug's parting words to you? Instructions almost, and what he wants to see you improve upon.
We didn't really go real in depth. You know, we kind of just talked more about overall. You know, as a team, I think we can all get better. You know, I think we all need to be better in situations. You know, I think there's a lot. You know, I thought we were a really good football team between the 20s. You know, and I think we did some good things. But situationally, I think we all just need to be better, myself included. And we just kind of discussed some different things. And, yeah, nothing really in-depth as far as personally.
Was Doug the same play caller early in the season as he was later? Or that kind of progressed as maybe you got more comfortable and the offense started to get more comfortable with each other?
Yeah, I thought it was similar. You know, I thought his play calling and his approach was very similar. One thing I always appreciated with Coach Peterson was, like, he valued my input. You know, even for as a rookie, he valued, you know, what my opinion on things. And I thought that was awesome. You know, I thought that was awesome for me. And, you know, I thought he did a good job.
Was there one game in particular where you kind of felt like everything had slowed down for you and you kind of like, you know, I really get this now?
I don't really think there's one specific game. I thought just as the season went on, just every game kind of just, you know, whether I was out there playing well or not, I just thought mentally it was starting to click more and more. And some teams do more, you know, some teams do a lot more and present you different looks and make things complicated. But I thought it was kind of just every single game, I was just, things were slowing down a little bit.
It was more of a gradual process then, the way you saw it, like, as far as your development was concerned.
What's the best game you felt you played?
Boy, I don't know. I'll have to go back and review that stuff. I don't know.
Was there another team or quarterback that you looked at through the course of the year and said, I admire the way they're doing things and you want to emulate?
You know, there's a couple guys. You know, whether we played them or saw them on TV or whatever, you see guys playing at a high level and you respect that, you know. We got to see Aaron Rodgers Monday Night Football firsthand. You know, unfortunately, it was against us, but just the way he controls things and, you know, the tempo he plays with, a lot of respect for him and what he does. A guy like Big Ben, obviously, he struggled when he was here, but a lot of respect for what he does. Russell Wilson, when we were there playing them, got to see all those guys. I could go on and on with the list of names, but just a lot of respect for
Is there a specific something mechanically that you want to work on in the offseason or anything you think is important for you to?
Well, for starters, I don't want to think about that right now. I'm taking. Once I start thinking about that, then I'm going to have to really fight the urge to pick up the ball. You got to continually refine your mechanics. I don't think there's any one big glaring thing. Okay. But just got to be consistent with it.
Will you seek out like a Tom House type of person to work with you?
It's definitely in consideration. Yeah, we're working through some of those things. And again, I don't have a lot of answers for my offseason yet because I haven't had a ton of time to think about it. But I could see that happening.
In the past, in college, have you had a specific type of offseason routine as far as what you do?
Yeah,
when you do it?
Yeah, we always have just because that's the nature of college football. Your strength and conditioning coordinator is running the show pretty much then, so it's always been very detailed and laid out. So this off season will be a little different.
Yeah, will you try to maybe incorporate some of the things you've done?
Without a doubt, yeah.
When you see the success that Dak had with the Cowboys this year, is that how do you react to that as a competitor, or you just look at the situation he's in and take it for what it is?
Yeah, you know, I try not to compare apples to apples in that regard. You know, yeah, he's a rookie quarterback, but he's done some really good things for them, you know, and that's a good team. They're a good football team. I try not to compare apples to apples. I know in the long run it'll be fun. It'll be fun to play against those guys twice a year for hopefully a long time.